and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And having been accused more than once yesterday of putting a jinx on the weather, no mentions of it today. Just to say that it's been good enough to allow those ploughs to keep moving, and there's now plenty of acres brown side up, ready for sowing as and when conditions permit. But in the news today, there's a lot of concern from farmers and crofters leaders about the possible loss of one of their main weapons in the ongoing battle against bracken. The European Commission are meeting on Thursday and Friday to decide whether or not to ban Azulam. It's the key chemical in Azulox, which is the only selective herbicide still available, effective in the control of bracken. The ban has nothing to do with bracken, but rather its use on spinach, which has led to worries by the EU Standing Committee on Food Chains and Animal Health. When we get the news on the fate of Azulox, we'll let you know right here on MFR Farming. But for now, it's back to fuel once more. And if the price hikes weren't bad enough, with kerosene now at least 60 pence a litre, road derv heading to 140 pence plus, and red diesel also on the way up at 70 or more, the makeup of that diesel has changed. Low sulphur is now the norm for tractors and combines and the like, and biodiesel is shortly to be added at up to 7% as well. But is taking out the sulphur and adding biofuels going to cause problems with engines, or are the makers of additives simply scaremongering? It's a question I put to Alan Stewart of Stratus Energy.
So we have gone round another route, really. We have approached organisations, buying groups, machinery dealerships, and talked of our products. They themselves have been advised by their own manufacturers, the engine manufacturers, that something needs to be done, and the advice has really come from their part. We're just the backroom guys that provide the stuff. No, we haven't really scaremongered.
And speaking to machinery dealers, they tell us that when you buy a new tractor nowadays, the advice from the makers is to put a proprietary additive into your storage tank. More expense, yes, but seemingly that's what they want you to do, to protect the modern-day common rail engine from damage. So just speak to your machinery dealer or fuel supplier for more information. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.